USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Friday, governors continued to complain there's a lack of sufficient testing to track coronavirus cases in their states, and they need testing to begin the first phase of reopening. The question of whether states should move at their own pace to ease coronavirus restrictions was answered by Vice President Mike Pence.
We believe today that we have the capacity in the United States to do a sufficient amount of testing for states to move into phase one at the time and manner that they deem to be appropriate.
President Trump says if we follow the guidelines, we can get through this.
Certain states are going to come online, and they're going to start the early stages of the puzzle that we're putting together, and it's going to be together sooner rather than later.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A federal judge denied a request for a new trial made by Trump ally Roger Stone following his conviction on charges related to the Russia investigation. Stone tells Fox News he never covered up anything for President Trump.
I wasn't prosecuted because I was covering anything up for the president. I was prosecuted because I refused to bear false witness against the president. I refused to dissemble, as the prosecutors wanted, about numerous phone calls between myself and candidate Trump in 2016.
U.S. stocks joined a worldwide rally and closed out their first back-to-back weekly gains since the market began selling off 2 months ago. There were big gains in Europe and in Asia. The Dow Jones was up 704 points, the S&P 500 was up 75, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 117. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It appears millennials and Generation X are thinking about health care insurance because of the pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Over half of the 24 to 35-year-old Americans surveyed say they're thinking about their finances as a result of the coronavirus outbreak, and the survey by Saturday Insurance finds 49% of them have been considering long-term health care costs for themselves or their parents, while other respondents admitted that they can't afford the insurance they already have. The insurance companies are offering consumers a break, or a waiver in some cases, that should be explored before canceling a policy. Around 22 million Americans from across the nation have filed unemployment claims since coronavirus lockdown measures took effect in mid-March, and insurance is one of the first costs they stopped paying. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA has set May 27th for SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule to launch astronauts from Florida, the first such launch from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. Astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley are scheduled for the Demo 2 flight to the International Space Station. It will be the maiden crewed flight for the Crew Dragon capsule. Elon Musk's SpaceX flew a successful demonstration flight to the space station in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.